For the past few weeks, you've been hearing love stories from our new book, All There Is. Today, we have one more. It features Gwendolyn Diaz and her husband, Henry Flores, talking about how they met. It was the mid-1980s. Gwendolyn had just started teaching at St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas. Henry was already a professor there, and the new faculty member caught his eye.
I was walking down the hallway, and I noticed the last office in the hallway, whose door was open.
And I was sitting in my office, and I noticed this man walking by.
I just kind of looked inside to see who was in there, and I saw a flash of ankle, and I saw this blonde hair, and I went smack dab into the wall. Well, the very next day, about the same time, I was walking down the hallway again, saw the same door open. I looked inside, and I walked into the wall again in the same identical place. I went running back to my office, and I closed the door, and I said, "You idiot." All of a sudden, I hear this knock on my door, and I open it, and it's you. And you just kind of stare at me and say, "You got a cigarette?"
I was curious because the first time that you bumped into the wall, I thought, that guy's a little uncoordinated. But the second time, I thought you'd taken notice of the new girl in the hallway.
I gave her a cigarette and she kind of stared at me and turned around and walked away. Didn't say a thing. I said to myself, what do I do to meet this beautiful woman? I thought about it for a second. I said, an ashtray. So I cleaned all the ashtrays in my office. There's three of them.
I remember when you came with the three ashtrays and you gave me one to pick. I thought, maybe there was something to that bumping into the walls.
We started going out after that, and we went out dancing. I asked permission to kiss you.
And we weren't terribly young, and I told you something like, you shouldn't have to ask. You looked at me straight in the eye with a serious look, and you said, I have to warn you, I'm very intense. And I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, he doesn't know what intense is yet. And after, 17, 18 years, it's not always perfect, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Gwendolyn Diaz and her husband, Henry Flores, in San Antonio. A few weeks ago, you heard how Peter and Jacqueline Hayden got together after many ups and downs.
And the phone rang. And she said, do you know who this is? I said, yeah, I know exactly who this is. She said, I bet you're mad at me. I said, no, matter of fact, I'm still in love with you. It's just sad the time we lost. But I got her back. So I won. You know, and she's just as beautiful as she was when she's 15.
After their story aired, many of you wrote to us to share your own long-lost love stories. One listener wrote, I reunited with the love of my life 7 months ago after more than 16 years apart. The moment we kissed, it all came rushing back. We're in our 50s now and so much wiser and appreciative of the gift we have. True love should never be denied. Only the heart speaks the truth. Want more amazing love stories? Pick up a copy of our new book, All There Is, Love Stories from StoryCorps. You can order it through us. Go to our website, storycorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.